Okay. Okay, well, welcome back. Today, we're going to be working on, it had better be tonight. I think you've already got some kind of communication on what we're going to be working on. The focus for the next couple of months is really going to be on the North End music, because they haven't had a celebration in the North End for a couple of years, so it's going to be a big deal, and we're doing two performances there in August. So we're going to be working on mostly North Star music between now and then, and we'll still have all of September, October, and half of November to work the rest of the show, you know, adding Killian and that, and the rest of the repertoire. We're going to do Killian today in celebration, probably with percussion. We're going to ensemble in the field house so the color guard can get involved with us right out of the gate. It's not great acoustically. I'm not really worried about that, because we're going to have 2.5 months to work on the Plymouth repertoire after today, so it's not a big deal. I'll try to get into it slowly with you. We're going to do some breathing, we'll do some long tones, maybe a little flexibility, and then we'll tune and we'll go through the four tuning sequences that we have, the weird names, The World Without Pants, Sasquatch, White Dawn, etc. And we're going to be working in the Pacific. We're going to add the Pacific to the Plymouth repertoire.
Yeah.
And we're working now to find a projector and some type of screen. We have to see if the Memorial Hall has a screen like this that comes down that we can project the images of the veterans onto the screen while we're playing the soundtrack, similar to what we did virtually for Veterans Day last year. So that's about it. I'm hoping that we can pick up where we left off. And where we left off, you guys were coming to rehearsal prepared, having gone over the material before you got here, so that we can get into the refinement stage. We can't use these get-togethers because we're only doing one Sunday a month in the Tuesdays. You can't come to those rehearsals and say, well, I'm going to learn how to play this now. Yes, for the sight reading stuff, that works, but not with the repertoire. You've got to go over it at home. You've got to work the parts that are challenging, that you have problems with. Work those parts, you come prepared, and we refine that and take that to the next level. That's how we get better. And you guys have been really good coming prepared. And as I said to the Tuesday group, don't come to a Tuesday or a Sunday rehearsal and think that all of a sudden you're going to get that measure that you couldn't get before. You know, if you didn't get it before you got here, you're not going to get it here. So that's the stuff you got to do at home. And you guys have done a really good job with that. So let's start out with some breathing. I really want you to work on the speed and keeping the speed consistent. I know when we do the 4, 8, 12, 16 that the 8's a little softer than the 4 and the 12's a little softer than the 8 and the 16's a little softer than the 12. But let's start working on pushing the ear but at the same speed, okay? So we'll start out nice, comfortable 4, 8, 12, 16. We'll give you 4 between each one. Breathe on 3 and 4. So when I go 1, 2, breathe, push. 2, 3, 4, release. 2, 3, breathe, push. The 8, release. 2, breathe on 3 and 4. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, breathe. 1, 2, 3, 3. Okay, good. This time let's try something different. A little more challenging. We'll start out at mezzo piano. Let's take the 8 at mezzo forte. Let's take the 12 at forte. Let's try playing the 16 at fortissimo. Okay? So we'll start out MP, MF, F, FF. Okay? So it's challenging because you've got to make each phrase louder than the last. Here we go. 1, 2, breathe, push. Release. 2, breathe, push. 5, 6, 7, 8. 2, 3, 3. 10, 11, 12, release. 2, 3, 3. Good. Now, you're also trying to produce the best quality breath also, okay? So you don't want to keep the tongue down so that the tongue doesn't rise and you get that hiss, okay? You still want it to be a nice, dark sound coming out of the horn, even just pushing the air through. All right, let's get into... Let's get into some... I just want to do a little buzzing just to get the ears tuned up. Let us... I don't know if I want to ask
him. No, he's ready. He's ready.
Don't ask Phil.
He's ready to buzz all week,
really.
Come on.
All right, let's start out with the mellophones. Any mellophone, just buzz me a note. Up the scale, so it'll be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay? Jerry? Let's play some long tones. In all this stuff that we do, whether it's breathing, buzzing, long tones, flexibilities, whatever, it's not a means to get to 130 or 145 or 2. Yeah, we got to warm up, so we got to kill. We're not killing time. Okay, you're trying to generate the best quality sound possible, because we know that we can warm up in a couple of minutes if we had to do it individually. But we're not doing it individually. We have to put on our ensemble ears, our trio.